It was primary day yesterday with some very interesting races around Western New York. Here to help recap it and give us some perspective, Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob, I know you are keeping an eye on all of these races, as you always do, but one in specific, the 60th Senate race. What stood out in yesterday's results for you?
Well, really, I think just the tremendous victories that both of these candidates had, which was really unexpected by most observers, I think. I think that Al Coppola was thought to do a lot better against Amber Small. I mean, he barely lost the last time in the Democratic primary. And so people thought that he was going to be a real contender this time, especially with his name recognition and the ethnic base that he has in that district. But Amber Small, especially in the past few days and over the weekend and with the help of the Democratic organization, really came on strong to post a really huge victory there. I mean, just a landslide. And quite a testament, I think, to the Democratic endorsement that carried her through. Over on the Republican side, everyone kind of feared Kevin Stocker because he won in a landslide that race the last time, that primary race, and everybody thought, oh boy, here he comes again. But Chris Jacobs is a real solid candidate. He had the party behind him. He had Albany behind him. He had his own finances behind him, had some really good commercials on TV, and he just destroyed Kevin Stocker to the point where, you know, both of these candidates now come into this general election in a very strong position.
All right, that's the 60th Senate District. That one's somewhat easy to kind of lay out in terms of who the candidates were. The district attorney's race, a lot different. Different candidates on different lines. A three-way race for the Democratic primary. Of course, John Flynn winning that. Your thoughts on the district attorney's race?
Well, you know, Jay, everybody was asking me in the weeks coming up, who's going to win that? And I would say, I have no idea. Because, yeah, it was a very close race, and everyone brought something to the table there to the point where they all could have been real contenders in this thing. So, but again, it appears that it was the strength of the Democratic organization versus the strength of the incumbency here in Flaherty versus Flynn versus Flaherty. And so Flynn comes out on top on the strength of the Democratic organization, which really worked hard to get the vote out. And Flaherty just didn't have that kind of ground operation, I don't think. And so, you know, sometimes it shows that headquarters endorsements and volunteers and organizations matter. And this time I think it did.
And let's take that then a step further out in that 143rd Assembly District primary. Do you say that the same thing was in place there as well?
Well, yeah, with some extra sauce on the top of this one, because this was the Democratic organization versus a Steve Pigeon remnants of his organization there. This was Monica Wallace, who prevailed mightily against Christy Mazurek, a longtime Steve Pigeon associate. And with Steve Pigeon in some deep legal troubles right now, I don't think that association helped Christy Mazurek. Plus, the Democratic organization really wanted this one because they just kind of want to drive the Pigeon element out of the party.
Well, Bob McCarthy, we've got a lot of election-type talk coming up here in the coming weeks. We're looking forward to chatting with you before the November elections. And as always, thanks very much for your time this morning.
I'll look forward to it, too.